Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at WBEZ.org/events.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Have you seen Top Gun? If you have, you may have recognized the Chicago face in the cast. Bashir Salahuddin, who's co-creator of Southside, a TV comedy about two best friends trying to make it in Chicago's Englewood neighborhood. The Chicago actor and producer joined us recently to talk about going from the TV screen to the silver screen. And we started out by asking him how he feels about his crazy journey to stardom.
You know, it's interesting. I am really feeling blessed. Think about all the hours and all the days when I was doing, I would say off Broadway, but that would be incorrect because I wasn't even in New York. It was like off Small Street in Boston, off Braintree.
Right.
Off Braintree Theater. you know, and just thinking about the love and passion that I have for writing and for acting, and just feeling really grateful that by sticking to my guns, you know, just doing what I love, I'm ending up going on this incredible adventure.
Do you have moments where you're pinching yourself? Just wondering if this is all
myself,
real?
I'm pinching myself right now, actually. it's uncomfortable.
well, stop, please.
no. It's one more and then we're done. It does feel unreal, but it also feels, you know, I've certainly been at it a while. And, you know, at some point when you've been at it a while, oftentimes, you know, you get opportunities and you got to just try to make the most of them. So certainly,
yeah,
I'm very grateful, but I'm also really proud of myself. It wasn't easy because I started my career when I was in high school and college. I thought I was going to be a doctor.
Wow.
And then, yeah. And
tell
then
us more about that.
Like, I know at some point I was like, no, I was, you know, especially because, you know, I come from the inner city. I was really good at school, went to Whitney Young High School, which is a great school in Chicago. Kind of left there, went to Harvard. So, of course, the expectation is, you know, you're coming from the inner city, you're going to Harvard. Mm-hmm. There's a lot on you. You want to make sure you maximize. Obviously, growing up, I'd always loved and respected doctors. I was always really good at science. To this day, I'm obsessed with astronomy.
That's awesome.
But then one day, it's an interesting thing, though, in life, where, especially as a young person, you kind of have to look at what you like, and then you also have to look at what you do. Mm-hmm. And I found that though I love science and I'm really into it, what I was always doing was acting. I was always in shows. You know, I played Othello twice in college, once my sophomore year, and then again when I was a senior. You know, I did the Hasty Pudding Theatricals, which at Harvard is like a sort of a famed acting troupe. I just looked up and I just realized that anytime I had free time, I was constantly sort of winding myself over to the stage. And I really give a lot of that to Chicago. I consider Chicago to be just this town drenched in wonderful art. I know that the city has a lot of different traits that different people portray, mm-hmm. but the one as somebody from there and is that it was a city full of love and comedy, which is why I make the show Southside, along with my brother Sultan and Diallo Riddle and Michael Blyden. And then also it was a city in which, you know, I grew up going to the DeSable Museum to go to drum circles, going to the Art Institute to look at great works of art, going to ETA Theater, going to the Steppenwolf, going to the Goodman. I saw one of the best plays of my entire life at the Goodman. Mm-hmm. You know, I was doing theater all throughout, going to the symphony orchestra, going to plays. And so for me, that was all very much part of my vocation. And it's what apparently I got bitten at some point because that's what I loved. That's what I did in college. I looked up one day and I said, you know, I don't think you want to be a doctor, bruh. I think you want to play a doctor. And then I was like, oh, yeah,
there you go.
Makes more sense.
There's the light bulb moment.
Exactly. Once those words came out of my face, I was like, oh, yeah, that's it. And so, you know, I ended up kind of making a transition. I called my parents, my dad. I'll never forget. You know, I said, hey, there's this training program in upstate New York. They do theater training. And, you know, I'd done a lot of acting, but I hadn't really done real hardcore acting classes. Mm-hmm. And it was beautiful. He was supportive. He said, hey, we figured, you know, at some point, you know, you might really, really embrace your art and we're here for it.
That's
and my
wonderful.
Parents supported it. I'm pretty sure they hung the phone up, cried miserably, felt terrible. Like, oh God, what is he doing?
He's ruining his life.
He's ruining his life. He's making a terrible decision. But like a good parent, in the moment when I needed them to be supportive, they were. And I am forever grateful.
I love it. But you know what? Dr. Salahuddin would have been nice, too. That has a nice ring to it.
It's not too late.
It's not too late.
It's not too late for that script to come along.
For that script.
For the Dr. Salahuddin script. Yeah, we could do that show or that movie. But in terms of me going to medical school, I do think that ship has sailed. And I bid it adieu. I waved from the pier. I had my little handkerchief. and I watched it sail into the
right. Watched it sail, yeah. Well, let's talk about this new Top Gun movie.
Yeah.
I mean, has that sunk in yet?
You know, it's interesting. I am grateful. I've really been the most surprised by Tom Cruise himself, who's been, he literally just texted me yesterday. I think he just watched the movie again and was like texting me some things that he really loved.
Oh.
You know, it's interesting. Some of the camaraderie that folks will see when they watch the film on screen, a lot of that was built on set. A lot of that was built in the down moments. We're just hanging out talking. You know, I'm from Chicago. Tom has a very long, he shot one of his favorite movies in Chicago, which is Color of Money with Paul Newman. So we were talking about our favorite eateries. You know, we're sitting here talking about, you know, soul food places and pizza places. And yeah, we're
you and Tom Cruise. That's great. I was going to ask you what it's like working with him.
You know, it's really educational. I mean, he is somebody who, I certainly think that all the ingredients of his longevity are things that he has done over the years. But I would say as an outsider, one of the things I've seen is that he's really a student of film. He loves making movies. He doesn't take it for granted. He's always like, look, people work really hard to give us their money to come see these things. We got to make sure it's worth it. For him, it needs to be a roller coaster ride with thrills. And so it's really like he knows everything from like which lenses to use to like which lights go where. I'm sure he knows costumes if it came down to it. I mean, yeah. He just really knows. He knows his vocation. To me, it's like an old school kind of Buster Keaton. Like there's this very famous scene from Buster Keaton back in the day where he's standing in this spot, the entire side of a building falls and Buster's in the window hole. And if Buster is 1 foot to the left or right, then that's the last Buster Keaton movie that we've ever seen. And, you know, sort of like living that danger is something that Tom has embraced. He does it in obviously all his other mission movies. Top Gun is no different. The aerial combat sequences in this film, I mean, our fellow actors were actually pulling. When you see somebody in this movie pulling G's, you know, they're actually pulling G's.
And he's you know, doing his own stunts. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, every time I opened the door, every time I walked into a room, that was all me. It was incredible. The footfalls, the turns. Yeah,
the risk.
It was, you know, the risk factor.
Risk involved.
At the table read, you know, he was going through the pilots. He was telling them all the different training they'd have to do. And this is stuff that he wished he could have done before he shot the first one. I'm like, oh, that sounds really tough, fellas. Good luck. And then he kind of looked at me and was like, oh, no, you got to train too.
That's,
you
know, exactly what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my character in the film is a chief warrant officer, which is a real specialized thing in the armed forces, where he's just somebody who really knows a topic or several topics really well, to the point that even, like, you know, really high ranking folks will come down and say, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? It was one of those things where I had to meet those guys. You know, my guy does test flight operations in the movie. I had to go to actual California desert hidden facility test flight operations.
Wow.
Watch them do what they do. I got to see technology that's not even coming out yet for the next couple of years. America, you got so many good things in store for you. I got to tell you, the future's looking bright in terms of the research and development side.
It was
really awesome. Yeah, and because he wanted to make sure that everybody in the film really knew their part, really knew their vocation. And so I was no exception. And I was really grateful that the folks in the military were so helpful.
Yeah, you had fun then playing your character Hondo, sounds like.
It was one of those things where you look around a room, you see John Hamm, you see Jennifer Connelly, you see Tom Cruise. You don't want to be the person on set who's not focused. So certainly, I bet me and all the other actors probably overprepared. You know, that would be my guess. I certainly was getting very intimate with my pages, you know, knowing them, not just knowing them, but as an actor, there's so many different things that go into preparation. The good news is that those are the same things that go into preparation when you're doing off Braintree Theater. When you're doing high school theater, when you're doing theater in upstate New York, it's the same preparation as when you're doing a big movie. And you just want to stay focused. And I tried to just stay grounded, tried to make sure I just focus on one day at a time. Because also, as everybody knows, the way you make movies, you make them in small pieces. And so for me, I was also thrilled, you know, at the premiere to finally see all the different pieces of this collage come together.
See how
and
it
I
came
was
together.
Like, whoa, yeah. That's what we did.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Chicago actor and writer Bashir Salahuddin, co-creator of the TV show Southside. Bashir, you know, everyone who knows you, of course, they know your backgrounds in television. Of course, I'm talking about Southside. And, you know, for those who haven't seen it, honestly, you are truly missing out. I'm pretty new to Chicago, Bashir. And that show just has me cracking up. I'm actually like getting the references. It's very funny and it's very Chicago. Let's listen to a bit from that show.
All right, buddy, you ready to get this dub?
whoa, hold on, playboy. Where y'all think y'all going with these mysterious trays of food?
I'm here to win this hot wings tourney.
No, we play cold spades and eat hot wings. It's a card playing tournament. What? Ed provides the wings.
Wait, what?
It's all in the title. Ed Lovers Cold Spades and Hot Wings Tournament. The language is clear.
Actually, it's fairly confusing. As constructed here, the word tournament applies equally to both cold spades and hot wings.
What's your favorite thing about making Southside?
Well, my favorite thing about making Southside is being home in Chicago because, you know, for us, part of the reason Southside exists is twofold. One thing was we really wanted to show people the side of Chicago that we knew at the time in the news and still today often. You know, the only news that makes it out of Chicago are when, you know, somebody discharges a weapon or something. Right? You won't hear about some great, you know, inner city high school that just performed this really complicated piece of classical music, right? Or competed nationally. Or when one of our high school teams competes nationally in academics. Or when some young artist or performer in Chicago, some young athlete does something incredible. I do feel like that often gets overshadowed by the more salacious stuff. And we really wanted to show that was how we felt. I wanted something that really lived in that feeling when you get off the plane and somebody you don't know walks up to it. Hey, man, what's up with them shoes, brother? You know, it's just like immediately Chicago people like just immediately know you. I always say it's a big town with small town values and small town feel because it just feels like everybody knows you. It feels like people don't know you come up and talk to you. And for me, that was always warm.
Yeah.
And so it was really great to do that. And partly the other reason that we really wanted to do it was, you know, oftentimes if you ask somebody and you say, hey, man, who's the funniest person in your life? You know, they might say some celebrities or some comedians, but usually it's like, oh, my auntie is the funniest person. When she starts talking, the whole everybody at Thanksgiving can't even eat because they're laughing. Mm-hmm. And so we thought to ourselves, like, hey, let's put those people on screen. Let's put everybody's, you know, favorite cousins and uncles and sisters or brothers. And I, you know, a lot of my family is on there. I got friends from high school on there.
That is awesome.
That's one of the joys of making that show is that I get to watch regular Chicagoans be as funny as they are. And then America, you know, gets to watch it and laugh at it. I mean, I certainly in a million years never would have thought that would have happened.
The show's
and
a hit.
I feel so proud. Yeah, I'm just so proud to be a part of it.
Seasons 1 and 2, they're on HBO Max, and Southside's been renewed for a third season. Congratulations on
Thank
that.
You. We shoot season 3 in about a month in Chicago.
Ooh, can you tease anything? Like, what are you cooking up for next season?
We're going bigger. I really want people to see more Chicago. So for me, outside of a comedy, it's also just a love letter to the place I call home, the region I call home. And not just the Southside. I love the Southside. I'm from there. But I also love the Northside. I love the Westside. I have love for even the places Chicagoans go, right? Everywhere from the South Suburbs to the Indiana Dunes to Wisconsin Dells. Like, these are all, to me, these are all part of the Chicago experience. You go to those places. So that's all going to be on the show this season. You know, our hope is to shoot at, like, the Chosen Few, which is a gigantic house party that I grew up, you know, loving house music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those things that does not happen anywhere else in the world. We're going to try to get in there. We're going to try to shoot a Lollapalooza. You know, we're going to be shooting all, hopefully more stuff, a little bit more stuff in downtown. Obviously, we want to bring in more Chicago celebrities. Just a few folks that we grew up loving who are from here and see if we can get them on our air to have some fun with us. So really just about expanding the world, but also keeping it super fun.
So you're going to capture Summertime Shy.
We're going to try to capture that feeling of going to First Fridays at the aquarium and having a cocktail while you watch a beluga whale. Yeah, that's what we're doing.
You brought this up earlier, you know, mm-hmm. It's so interesting about, you know, the Hollywood career, right? There really mm-hmm. isn't a straight path. You know, at any moment you can just kind of end up in different directions. In your case, you know, you're a writer and a producer mm-hmm. and an actor. You're wearing all these hats. You do TV. Now you're in film. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, where do you think your path is going to take you next, Bashir?
Wow, that is a great question. And you know, I haven't thought about it. I actually very fortunate in that I'm also a husband and a dad.
Yeah.
And I do feel like those are the most important things. And those are the jobs that, you know, it's interesting when you're young and you think about this career. I always told myself when I was growing up, like, oh, man, it's going to be cool. One day if I keep working, I'm going to be able to, like, go make movies and travel. And then that has happened. You know, I was even recently in Italy shooting Cyrano. The thing that you don't game plan for is once you become a family man, you just, there's so much guilt when you leave. I feel so bad. There's nothing like a 2-year-old standing at a door, sadly saying bye, daddy, to make mm-hmm. you feel like, oh man, you're like the worst person of all time. Fine, go pursue your dreams.
So true.
Go pursue your dreams. That's important. You know, don't forget the family.
Do you? So
I didn't expect, yeah, go do you. That's what's important, right? And I didn't expect that. I'm like, oh man, I did not expect that. I kind of like, certainly I'm not on her level, but I kind of get now why somebody like Angelina Jolie would always have all her folks with her.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, it's really hard saying goodbye to people. You know, if you could keep them all, then I get it. I finally get that. But when you ask me what was next, I got to say, my biggest hope is that I'm going to be trying to start an entertainment company in Chicago. I want to do my part to help Chicago become, you know, Hollywood Midwest. I think that we have, as I've shown on Southside, we have the people, we have the personnel, we have the crews, we have the talent. We can create more projects that are totally homegrown, mm-hmm. start to finish, but then export it to the world and the world will enjoy them. And I think that's something that, you know, for me, especially for somebody from the inner city, who's always looking around and saying, you know, how can we create value? How can we do more to help folks have, you know, a positive future? Can we bring more entertainment jobs? Can we bring more behind the camera jobs, right? I mean, certainly it's nice to be in front of the camera, and I'm certainly somebody who has been very blessed with that. But there's so many great careers to be had behind the camera.
That would be amazing. You know,
wouldn't that be great? And that so that's something amazing. That is really important to me, is to contribute in that way and to actually say, hey, what if we plant our flag here more firmly and really see, you know, how much wonderful entertainment we can bring right here in Chicago.
That is actor, writer, and producer Bashir Salahuddin. You can watch him on the very funny South Side. Seasons 1 and 2 are on HBO Max. And he's in the new action movie Top Gun Maverick. Bashir, thank you so much. Such a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
That's it for Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. If you enjoyed this episode, then why don't you subscribe? You won't regret it. And while you're at it, follow us on Twitter. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you back here next week.
Ever wondered why anyone drinks Malort? Or if there are actually lobsters in the Chicago River? Then listen to the Curious City podcast, where we answer all your questions about Chicago and the region. WBEZ's Curious City is part of the NPR network and available wherever you find your podcasts.